Fair. You know, but they definitely, you know, they definitely exist as this, like, you know, they definitely shout out their, they're the contemporary. They definitely shout out some of their influences, I would say. I think some to name, I mean, there's a song that's, like, called Why Can't I Be Snowing, talking about, you know, the emo artist Snowing, and there's a lot of references to, like, Cat'n Jazz, who is a Midwest emo band that I'm a huge fan of, who some of the members went on to form American Football. So yeah, a lot of that scene, it was kind of really cool to see sort of like their influences, and, you know, they're kind of like, you know, into skating too. And so it was kind of like a good little, like, it was a good vibe, you know what I mean? Speaking of sort of skateboarding, I've also been sort of thinking about the recent, like, I would say, like, with this sort of, like, contemporary emo music and, like, Midwest emo at large, the sort of overlap with skateboarding and the music of skateboarding parts as of late. I know that, like, you know, hardcore music and, you know, skate punk and all the things have always had, like, a huge correlation with skateboarding. But I think right now we're in such a emo fad right now. I think, you know, if I'm thinking about, like, back in the day, you know, there was a lot of, you know, I think skateboarding was really infatuated with, like, hip-hop, you know. I think there was, like, its era of, like, you know, skating to Wu-Tang Clan and skating to, what am I thinking of? I can't even think off the top of my head. Anyways, you know, a lot of, like, old-school kind of 90s hip-hop was sort of the fad and the in thing for skating and hip-hop, and that was sort of a big turn of events. And then, you know, I definitely remember, like, being 16 and, you know, coinciding with the sort of trap hip-hop era of music, you know, it was, like, the in thing was, like, the Instagram edits, you know, it was, like, the blown-out, like, 15-second clips of, like, some trap music, you know, some plug, you know, like, you know what I mean, like Playboi Carti, like Pierre Bourne era of, like, skateboarding edits, like people bailing and getting angry and smack, you know, breaking boards to, like, plug, you know, plug walk, you know what I mean? And so now we're kind of in this, like, and I definitely see it, I totally see the influence on my friends, you know, like everyone's kind of dressing a little bit more, less hip hop, more kind of, like, more grungy, you know, more punky, you know, everybody's, I mean, okay, this is, like, I don't mean this as a shot, you know, everyone's finding their own style, you know what I mean, but, man, the amount of dudes I've seen at the skate park with, like, their trucker hats with, like, little orange embellishment, like, their camo trucker hats with a little bit of orange embellishment, not shaming your style here, you know, but, you know, it's definitely in vogue, and so, to go along with that sort of grunginess, I definitely find that there's, like, a meta to, like, post-rocky emo influence, like, screamo music and, like, skaters doing, like, ride-on grinds and stuff and, like, you know, wallies and stuff, like, those kind of tricks. Like, there's definitely, like, a lot of that happening lately, and so it's funny to see for sure and interesting to see about the trends in skateboarding. I think I'm a big fan of, there's someone who does, like, a satire piece on skateboarding. He's kind of, like, the resident armchair hater for skateboarding, like, goes as gifted hater, kind of acts as, like, the Anthony Fantano, like, the music critic, but, like, of skate parts, and, you know, he had a satirical bit where he's, like, doing, like, you know, really steep drop-ins or, like, riding on, you know, doing a ride-on grind. Maybe I should, like, talk about, like, a ride-on grind kind of means, like, getting onto a rail or, like, some sort of pole jam without popping, you know. I think that's kind of, like, a cool trick right now, it's considered, you know. And so he's got, like, a little satirical bit where he's, like, doing some, you know, whatever, you know, trick that's, like, not very hard. You know, I gotta watch my words here because, you know, I think some people can do the style very well, but, you know, there's a lot of, with that, there's going to be a lot of people who are, you know, it's, like, easy, and so they're picking the tricks because it's in vogue and stuff, you know. There's a lot of opinion in styles of skateboarding. It's very subjective, obviously, I'd like to preface. But he does, like, a kind of, like, a whatever ride-on trick, you know, to some, like, noisy, kind of shoegazy post-punk song, you know, or post-rock song, and, like, not even, like, a couple weeks later, the same song that he's picked, it was just like, you know, a 30-second satirical clip. It gets used in like in a Dickies video, or maybe it was a Stassi video, a Dickies video, and it's so like on the nose. It's really funny that, like, you know, there is this trend of picking this kind of music, you know. And I think that's funny too, to think about, like, because I definitely want to get into filming, you know, and I definitely want to, like, establish my community in Vancouver and kind of film my street spots here, because, you know, my friends got their scene in Victoria and that's good for them, and they've got their aesthetic. But, you know, there's a part of me that, like, producing this kind of thing and making videos, like, I definitely want to, like, step away. This is the contrarian in me, I think, to, you know, kind of step away from, like, what everyone else is listening to and try other things. I mean, I really liked, oh my gosh, I can't remember whose part was recently, but somebody skated to, like, an A.G. Cook song. Like, people are kind of skating to, like, kind of hyper-poppy things. I think that's really cool. Like, I definitely like when people skate to, like, you know, what do you call it? Like, not quite bling era hip hop, but, like, sort of, like, I'm thinking, like, I like when people skate to, like, Memphis style hip hop. I'm thinking, what's the group that Juicy J is part of? Oh my god, I'm lacking on the program here a little bit. What are they called? 3-6 Mafia. Of course, 3-6 Mafia. I really like that sort of, like, kind of, you know, Memphis style rap and, like, kind of funky sort of, like, styles of, like, music choices, you know, or, like, even, like, experimental things and, like, ambient stuff, you know. I think those are really, really cool, you know. But, yeah, definitely a big tangent here, but definitely, like, got me thinking about the state of music choices in hip-hop and stuff. And also, like, we went and visited the Experience Music Museum, which I really love. It's not the Experience Music Museum anymore. It's called the Pop Culture Museum now, I think. Haven't been there since I was, like, a kid. And it was so fun. Like, definitely, like, they do a lot to commemorate the sort of Seattle, like, hardcore scene. And there's a whole part where within the Nirvana exhibit, where you can talk about, it talks about a lot of, like, you know, the other artists coming up in the same time of, like, Nirvana's sort of grunge and the grunge scene at large and all these cool things. And I definitely learned a lot about, like, grunge music in Seattle and how big of a scene that was, you know, something that I feel like I never really knew. And, like, despite being there a couple times, you know, and so, yeah, it was all in all, like, a really cool trip. It was fun to hang out with the boys. I always find it hard to travel with, like, a lot of people, though. I find, you know, 5 people is sick, and it's nice to have all the homies, but everyone kind of wants to do different things, and everyone's got different needs at different times, you know. And then, so in lieu of that, and being young in my 20s, I kind of took a little bit more time off and followed them back to Victoria and skated a bunch and, like, did all, you know, the whole stuff and whatnot. And yeah, I mean, it was a really good trip. It was a good vacation. I'm happy that I am privileged enough to take this time off from school and work enough and enjoy my summer a little bit. And, you know, as the summer comes up, I hope you guys do too. But I think this is as good as any opportunity to go to some music here. I'm going to play a quick PSA first. But I think we should play some Camping in Alaska. I've been talking so much about them. This is a song that's not off Please Be Nice, because I've kind of exhausted my listening capacity to them for now. But after the PSA, I will play Bacon by Camping Alaska here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy. My thing's not playing. Why can't I find it? Oh, there it is.
This is Bird Note. I'm Lola Neal, and I'm a neuroscientist. We've all heard the term bird brain, a pejorative phrase meant to describe a person as stupid or foolish. But in neuroscience, birds are used as models to study many neural processes, as they have cognitive abilities comparable to those of the cleverest mammals. Birds have exhibited surprisingly complex behaviors that pique the interest of scientists. Pigeons can be trained to complete tasks, Corvids like ravens and crows appear to experience self-awareness, and songbirds use syllabic songs to communicate with each other. Studying vocal learning and imitation in songbirds like zebra finches has helped researchers explore how language is acquired, an important topic in human infant development and beyond. Much like how an infant's babbling becomes simple sounds and words, which then becomes complex language in children and adults, juvenile songbirds learn the songs of their parents with syllables as a building block. Over time, these syllables can then be rearranged if needed, for example, to imitate another sound they hear. Scientists are working to understand how avian brains process, remember, and reproduce vocalizations. Not only will this information help scientists and the public understand the complexities of bird behavior, it even creates opportunities to better understand human language development and acquisition. The underestimated bird's brain is an incredibly powerful tool for neuroscientists and has given us insights that connect humans and birds in new and exciting ways.
Thank you. Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And welcome back. That last song before the break was La Lune, A Little Life, off their album Disparity here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm getting down to the bottom of my hour for the week, so I want to thank you guys kind of all for listening right now. If you're looking to tune into my show again next week, I'll be on at the same time. This is my new time slot. It'll be 1 p.m. on Thursdays, if you like what you heard today. I hope you guys all get out. Looks like the sun might break out, so your boy might be skating or something. A little bit more about me. Always about me. Been climbing a little more. Climbing is very expensive in Vancouver, mind you. But I've been doing more indoor bouldering. It's also mostly I bought that pass because somebody hooked me up with, like, apparently you can, you know, cut out a month of your pass and give it to your friend or whatever. So got a really cheap pass for the Hive. And so I've been trying to get my reps and trying to get that physical fitness, you know, in. And, I hope you guys all get a chance to play outside because, man, I want to go skate. I want to go eventually go climb outdoors, you know, and maybe this will inspire some of you guys to go climb a rock or something, you know what I mean? This is where I sign off with you guys for the week. And I'm going to play you guys some music here for my next track here. I've got a song called... What am I going to play? Here, how about this song? I got a Bling era song. I got Lil Flip, I Could Do That, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
What? I like what? That Willow.
What?
I can do that.
I can do that right
there. I can do that.
I can do that.
Hey,
if I spill drink on my clothes,
I can do that.
It don't matter cause I buy me some more.
I can do that.
I'ma spend about 50 in a mile.
I can do that.
I'ma buy me a Bentley and a ball.
I can do that.
I'ma stop meek niggas from rap.
I can do that.
I'ma rock all my teeth in platinum.
I can do that.
I'ma show my Rolex and tattoos.
I can do that.
I sip, drink, and eat a lot of junk food.
I can do that.
I'm 18 and I got a Bentley truck.
I can do that.
You will never see me with an empty cup.
I can do that.
I'ma buy the whole neighborhood bikes.
I can do that.
You know the Flip go do what he likes.
I can do that.
So if you see it, you own it.
What?
Buy it.
What?
Own it.
What?
Drive it.
What?
Own it.
Huh?
Factory. Get drunk out one beer.
I can do that.
I can drop five tapes in 1 year.
I can do that.
I can buy my grandpa a new house.
I can do that.
With all this ice, man, I got a blue mouth.
I can do that.
Come home and take my shoes out.
I can do that.
Behind my house, I got a pool and two dogs.
I can do that.
I ride candy red on Yokohama.
I can do that.
I get head from your baby mama.
I can do that.
Blow endo and top flight.
I can do that.
Keep driving when I'm at the stoplight.
Is on my excursion.
I can do that.
Next year, I might buy words.
I can do that.
I can pour a four in a can soda.
I can do that.
I talk shit cause I'm a Cloverland soldier.
I can do that.
I can buy me and Huff a new Benz.
I can do that.
You know the ones with the big blue lens.
I can do that.
And I throw money at my show.
I can do that.
Grind, do my platinum, Johnny, do my gold.
I can do that.
Next week, I'ma buy a Volkswagen.
I can do that.
And I'ma keep my Jabot sag.
I let my chain hang to my nuts.
I can do that.
I go back and slang on my cut.
I can do that.
Every year, I'm changing my skill.
I can do that.
I'm the one with my name in my grill.
I can do that.
So if you see it, you own it.
What?
Buy it.
What?
Own it.
What?
Drive it.
What?
Own it.
Huh?
Factory.
Chrome
it.
What?
If you see it, you own it.
What?
Buy it.
What?
Own it.
What?
Drive it.
What?
Own it.
Huh?
Factory.
Chrome
it. If I want.
Honolulu.
I can do that.
I step out wearing platinum boo.
I can do that.
If I wanna ride on Doug,
I can do that.
Every day I ride with Doug.
I can do that.
Keep rapping so I can make more dough.
I can do that.
Watch out, cause I might take your hoe.
I can do that.
Sitting sideways, my blaze go shot.
I can do that.
Sell 100,000 the first day I drop.
I can do that.
I can buy me a house at the beach.
I
get all my shoes from Active Athlete.
I can do that.
My ring look like a cool cup.
I can do that.
I got my jag stretched like a school bus.
I can do that.
Every day I buy new stuff.
I can do that.
Until I die, I'ma stay screwed up.
I can stay screwed.
So if you see it, you own it.
What?
Buy it.
What?
Own it.
What?
Drive it.
Clone it.
Huh?
Factory.
Chrome it.
What?
If you see it, you own it.
What?
Buy it.
What?
Own it.
What?
Drive it.
Annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta.